Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The New Testament uses a number of figures of speech to enable us to understand the nature of the Lord's church. For example, the church is the kingdom of God Almighty, the kingdom the Old Testament prophets predicted would come with the advent of the Messiah. Paul's letter to the church in Colossae says that the Colossians were rescued from the power of darkness and delivered into the kingdom of the Son of God's love. Colossians 1:13. Jesus Christ is the King. The church is His kingdom, and we are citizens in that kingdom. Paul commanded the Philippians, "Only let your conversation, or citizenship, be as becomes the gospel of Christ." Philippians 1:27. One of the most common biblical expressions describing the church is the word body. The Ephesian letter uses the word 8 times in reference to the church. Paul writes of the reconciliation which God has accomplished through the death of Christ. God made both Jews and Gentiles one new man, so making peace, that He might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. Ephesians 2:15 and 16. Paul compared the body of Christ, that is, the church of the living God, to a human body. Will you please listen carefully to these words from 1 Corinthians 12? "For as the body is one, and has many members, and all the members of one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, 'Because I am not the hand, I am not of the body,' is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, 'Because I am not an eye, I am not of the body,' is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole body were hearing, where were the smelling? But now has God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it has pleased Him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, but one body." 1 Corinthians 12, 12-20. There are a number of truths we need to learn from this excerpt. All the members of the body of Christ are necessary to have a body which functions according to God's purpose. Each member of our physical bodies contributes to the overall welfare of our bodies. If one member is missing or badly crippled, the whole body suffers. Each member, whether preacher or elder or deacon or others, must work diligently at being a fruitful and effective member. The way the members function in the body of Christ must be according to the pattern revealed in the New Testament. Please notice that Paul said, "But now has God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it has pleased Him." 1 Corinthians 12:18. We may decide what we think ought to happen among the various members of the church, but we overstep our authority when we do. All members must function according to the Lord's plan. If that were only happening today in various religious groups, there would not be the confusion which runs rampant in the world. No member of the church ought to be jealous of any other member. How utterly ridiculous it would be for the foot to be envious of the hand. Elders, deacons, and preachers may appear to have the most important functions in the church, but they really do not. Every member is important in God's eyes. Not everyone can be a preacher or an elder, but every member can do his best in serving the Lord through the church. That is all God expects of us. How very vital it is for each to understand his work and to do it with all his might. We bring glory and honor to the name of our Lord when we do. Thank you for listening. May God bless you.